Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on a Friday morning. You know, Saskatchewan is a big province. If you've driven from literally one side of the province to the other, you realize it is a big province. Have you ever done the drive from the north, the top of the province, to the bottom? I mean, that right there would give you an understanding of just how big this province is. And that's driving it. What about running it? Can you imagine running from the northernmost point in the province to the south border, the U.S. border? I mean, that's exactly what Megan Witherspoon is planning to do. This is an incredible story. She's decided to do this run in honor of her mother, Louise, who passed away of leukemia at 38 years old, which, by the way, is the same age that Megan is at now. And along the way, she's raising money and awareness for leukemia and the Lymphoma Society of Canada. And I'm happy to say we've connected with Megan Witherspoon just before she starts out on this run today. We're chatting with Megan by phone. Megan, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is quite the run. Has anyone ever run from north to south of this province before?
No.
Wow.
This will be the first time.
This is quite. How far is it going to be, total kilometers?
Yeah, so as a crow flies, I think it's around 1,200, but we're going to be doing a little bit over 1,500 kilometers.
Well, I was going to say, some of those roads, especially in the north, they're not exactly straight.
No, they're not.
They go around lakes and whatever. Have you done any training in, you know, what I consider to be areas like northern Saskatchewan?
Oh, good question. Not particularly North Saskatchewan. I have done quite a bit of training on gravel roads and things like that. We are sticking mostly to gravel. We're going to stay away from pavement as much as we can. I am a trail runner, so gravel and trails feels a bit more natural to me.
Someone told me once that if you're a long runner, that running on gravel is actually better than pavement. Is that right?
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Someone said there's a little bit more spring in it. So, I mean, you have done, I know, ultra marathons. So what are they, 160 kilometers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do anything from 50K to I've successfully done 200 mile races.
Wow. This is a departure, though, from a 160 kilometer race to, what did you say, 1500 some odd kilometers?
Yes, it's super true. It feels a little bit like a combination between, you know, distance hiking and then also the running aspect. So, like with hiking, you're kind of used to moving your body all day, having supper, going to bed and having to do it again. So it's kind of that combination.
Right. Megan Witherspoon is my guest, the Saskatchewan runner who, let's talk a bit about your mom, Louise, who you lost at a very young age.
Yeah. So this run, thank you for saying that. It is in memory of her, in honor of her. My mom was a forestry technician. She grew up in the very south of the province, which is where my run is ending, near Climax, Saskatchewan, kind of near Valmarie. And then her life kind of took her into Rosser in the parkland. She went to Loon Lake in the forest, and then I was born in Flin Flon in the Canadian Shield. So this run is in honor of her, and it's kind of tracing the landscape that she lived and that she loved.
Oh, what a beautiful way to honor your mom, but also raise money, because that's what you're doing, raising some money and awareness along this journey as well, Megan.
I am, for sure. So my beneficiary is the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Canada, and I'm raising $10 for every kilometer. So my goal is $15,000.
Wow. Good for you. And I'm assuming, I know you've got a website, everystepisgood.ca. Can people donate through that website?
Yes. There's on my website, there's a little bit more information about my story. And then I do have a link right to my donation page. And I also have a live tracker on there, too, that I hopefully will be giving live updates every day.
Wow. Live tracking. So this is, yeah. I think you've set a goal of 30 days to do this journey.
Yeah, that's my goal. If I come in a little bit over, it's not the end of the world. If it's 32 or 35. But that's, yeah, it is a supported run. So I'm going to be having people with me every day. So I do want to be very cognizant about their commitment as well.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure you've thought about and talked about all of this, but along with climate changes that might happen. I mean, you're not beyond getting, you could get hit with snow up there. I mean, gosh, we've had snow recently, but what about any of the other challenges that you could meet along the way? What are the thought processes you've had around those?
Yeah, like the weather is a huge one. If I hit like a week of rain, of course, that'll add huge challenges. With the late spring, I've been trying to look at, you know, what everything's looking like up in Stony Rapids. Like there's probably still ice on the lakes and things like that.
Right.
So we are preparing for a three-season run. And then other challenges, I mean, the big one is, of course, overuse injury. It's just having some pain that's getting worse. So I'm just mitigating that with bringing lots of a pretty big first aid kit. And I also have, like, my physio that's on call.
How long of a run do you plan on doing each day?
Well, it's kind of hard to predict. I do hope that it's, you know, over a marathon a day. And I am an ultra runner, which means that we do walk a little bit.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a combination of running and walking every day. But yeah, my plan is over a marathon.
Okay. As we're talking, a text comes in that says challenges. What about wildlife? ?
Yeah. We're definitely taking precaution there. You know, bear spray, bug nets, things like that.
Sure.
I do have a support vehicle with me, so that'll, of course, provide some, you know, some safety and things like that.
Is there a way, like, have you given advance notice, or will you be, maybe is a better way to ask, to communities that you might be passing through or by? Because I'm sure if people know you're coming by their community, they're going to want to give you some support, some honks on the highway or on the road, the grid, whatever it might be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited because in Stony Rapids, I'm going to be going to the school on Monday morning. And I'm also going to be going to the school. I'm a teacher, so this just makes me so happy. I'm also going to be going to the school in Black Lake. And then along the way, I think just like people are starting to know that I'll be running. So I do hope to kind of make some connections with communities.
I love
sure.
it. I love this, Megan. It's such a cool thing. And again, the website is everystepisgood.ca. Megan Weatherspoon is the runner. I'm going to say teacher by trade, but runner by passion. Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, that's perfect. I love that.
And you leave today. In fact, you said you're leaving this afternoon for LaRonge, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to go to LaRonge today, and then tomorrow we drive all the way to Stony. I think it'll be about 12 hours from Stony Rapids. And then Sunday we'll be able to just hang out and organize gear, and then Monday we'll literally start
running. Wow, this is a fascinating journey. Again, all raising money and awareness for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. Megan, I've really enjoyed having you on the program. We will be watching very closely, and maybe we can even check in with you again at some point on this journey, definitely when you reach your goal.
Perfect. I would love that. Thank you so much.
Megan Weatherspoon, check out the website, everystepisgood.ca, a great way to track the progress of this run from the northern tip of Saskatchewan to the very South Canada-US border. And of course, if you'd like to track and follow along, you can do it and donate to this very worthwhile cause. It's a great Saskatchewan story. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.